Good morning, Tucson. Welcome into Tipping Point here on 1030 The Voice. I am your host, Zach Yenser, and welcome in as always every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to 10. We do in-depth news and discussion on the people, ideas, and issues shaping the future of Tucson and our region. I'm looking forward to, as I always am, what we have on tap for you today. It's another full day. Here this beautiful February the 11th, 2020. To get us kicked off in just a second, I have Tara Jackson on the line. She's the president of Arizona Town Hall, and we'll be talking about cross-border trade. They've done multiple gatherings the last few years about the needs, the opportunities, the challenges of cross-border trade between the U.S. and Mexico. And on the heels of the finally, the passing into law of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, we wanted to recap some of the high-level stuff and some of the on-the-ground resolutions that Arizona Town Hall has been helping to forward with the local business and policy community here along the border. And then Diana Charbonneau from Impact of Southern Arizona will be on at the bottom of the hour to talk about 20 years of Impact. The organization is celebrating its anniversary this year, and we're just looking forward to having her in to talk about all that they've been doing in the community to provide pathways out of poverty, and they're a special sponsor of this show as well. So always good to hang out with friends and supporters who help us make the dream work here on Tipping Point. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get started. Tara Jackson is on the line. Tara, thanks for calling in. I appreciate your time. Looking forward to getting into it.
Thank you, Zach. Looking forward to the chat.
Yes. So let's start with obviously the big news. Well, let's start a little bit back from there. I want to talk about USMCA, but take me back to the time when Arizona Town Hall heard from public policy perspectives, heard from the business community, heard from citizens. We need to do a town hall focused on Arizona and Mexico. What were some of the forces that led this to become a focus for your work over the last few years?
Well, it really started with a statewide gathering in Arizona in 2016 of leaders from across perspectives, not only political perspectives, but businesses around the state and city officials, state leaders, saying that we really need to work on this relationship between Arizona and Sonora specifically, but also Arizona and Mexico, in order to really improve the economic opportunities for the region.
And certainly the data backs that up, right? Backs up the need for this focus. In 2019, Arizona exports to Mexico were $2.1 billion, and that was up 13.6% from Q2 the year before in 2018. Total U.S. trade to and from Mexico in 2019 was $8.2 billion. That was up 14.2% from the year before. I mean, we could go into more data. Is there anything else that was kind of crossing your desk, so to speak, that really describes the strength of this Arizona-Mexico, U.S.-Mexico trade here in our region?
Well, I think most experts agree, and you've just cited some really important statistics, that this region, Arizona and Sonora, Arizona, Mexico, that if we're working together, and we can be this powerhouse around the world, and there are opportunities that we are not making the most of as far as becoming this mega region for worldwide and global competition. And it's that discussion and that realization by the experts that really prompted what has now become this annual event where we take our process down into Mexico and have a town hall down there in Hermosillo, designed in part to get Arizonans to come to Hermosillo to build those relationships and those opportunities to expand business for the region.
You know, Tara Jackson, president of Arizona Town Hall, One of the things that we certainly have to get to, the elephant in the room, is one of the data points that came out of the recent Arizona town hall from end of last year, is that political rhetoric and narrative does matter, even though the policy underneath may be very different from the rhetoric. You began to hear that how we talk about our relationship as countries matters for overall trade. Is that a fair assessment of the report that came out after the latest Arizona town hall about U.S.-Mexico trade?
Absolutely. I would even put an exclamation point behind that statement, especially for Mexican business people. They will tell you that the discussions they hear, the political rhetoric, is a disincentive, frankly, to do business with Arizona in the United States, which hurts all of us. It is also a disincentive for things like medical tourism and other tourism if our Mexican neighbors do not feel comfortable coming to Arizona. Then on top of that is a big one for businesses and business investment, which is certainty or uncertainty. And political rhetoric, including around whether it would be passed, created this uncertainty that really almost everyone put everything on hold. And that is creating not only business loss of business opportunities, but also continues to erode important relationships in the business communities.
And we'll talk about the certainty now, or at least a greater degree of certainty that's in place now that President Trump has indeed signed the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, also known as NAFTA 2.0. We'll get to that in the second segment. But in the beginning of October, as we referenced, there was an Arizona and Mexico town hall in Hermosillo. And this was a really panel discussion driven, focused on available cross-border trade, investment and business attraction resources, looking at banking and financing, tax regimes and incentives, intellectual property. I mean, this went really in-depth to the different elements impacting trade. Tara Jackson, president of Arizona Town Hall, what were you hearing from participants? What are some things that are really going well in the cross-border trade, and what are some things that arose in the report that aren't going as well that maybe need to be some policy initiatives?
Well, of course, I'll start with what's going well, since that's how you framed your question. What's going well is that Arizona and Mexico obviously share a lot in common, culturally, historically, and on the ground, there are relationships that have been built and that are still strong, that are continuing to have that strength. What has been a challenge has been political rhetoric that erodes those relationships or the certainty that businesses will be able to work together. In Mexico, more so than Arizona, it is critical for businesses to have strong relationships with each other and to feel respected. What I hear in Mexico repeatedly is this feeling, starting with Arizona with the passage of SB 1070, of, well, if we're not welcome, then maybe we should take our business to Texas or California or other places. So that has a big impact, and those are areas that we absolutely can work on for our mutual benefit.
It's interesting, just a last thought, and this is kind of a bit off the cuff as I'm looking at the data. What's interesting is that we are seeing some distinct decreases in persons crossing the Arizona border northbound and in vehicles crossing the Arizona border northbound, to tunes of about 10% decrease from 2018, while we're seeing, 13 to 14% increases in exports from Arizona to Mexico, and trade to and from Mexico. Does that data point to, even surrounding some of the immigration questions on the border, that it's having an inverse relationship to trade and exports? Is there anything there to draw out?
Well, I can only tell you what I hear from these conversations, because economists, of course, could have a lot of fun with those numbers. What I hear from these conversations is, if I'm going to cross the border, I'm Mexican, I'm going to cross the border to go shopping in Arizona, which is very common. Maybe now I'm going to think twice if I'm not welcome. Now I'm going to think about going other places for my medical tourism, for example, other than places where I feel more welcome. And cross-border cities are feeling that. Now, one of the other issues that is a part of that is the long waits at these border crossings. So that's part of it as well. What's the convenience factor? The convenience factor is related to how much time you spend staying in line. And it's also a factor of, are you going to enjoy your time and feel safe when you cross the border to go shopping? Those are the types of comments I hear from very high-level business people with a lot of money to spend as to whether or not they feel welcome as they go further north in Arizona to spend their tourism dollars.
We're talking with Tara Jackson this morning here on Tipping Point with an update on cross-border trade and commerce. USMCA has passed. What now? What certainty has that provided that's beneficial to the region? How has 2020 started out for cross-border trade? And have the trade relations with China benefited ours with Mexico? That's exactly what we're going to cover when we come back from a short break to continue part two with Tara Jackson, president of Arizona Town Hall. We'll be right back here on 1030 The Voice, trusted local news and talk.
We're Tucson's station for local news and talk. 1030 The Voice.
So many of you listening right now are leading a successful and growing business here in Tucson. You know it depends on finding and keeping the right talent. Doing it right can help you stand out and have an edge as a leading employment brand. Wing it, and you might see a great candidate head to a competitor. The Talent Store has helped local Tucson companies like yours win the battle for talent through their recruiting services and consulting. Whether you're looking for a high-level leader, filling a key position, or just want to retain and develop your current team, visit yourtalentstore.com today for a free consultation.
When did you lose control? Was it when you became a number and not a person? Or was it when you accepted that this is just the way things are? Truth is, you didn't lose control. You gave it up. Because you have a choice. You can make them too big to fail and fail to belong to something bigger. Or you can put your money where your values lie and make your community too strong to fail. The choice is yours. Or are you going to give that up too? Vantage West. Banks own you. You own us.
Federally insured by NCUA.
It's that time of year. Everyone hates it. It's tax time. But there's no reason to stress. Shanae and the team at Simply Bookkeeping and Taxes can take care of it all for you and make it simple and easy. For Tipping Point listeners only, Shanae is offering a one-time special offer of 50% off your personal or business tax prep. Call 520-838-0856 and let her know Zach sent you to get started.
Hi, this is Jason with Keller Williams Realty. Today I want to share a pricing strategy with you that I would call speculative. It's where we take a home's fair market value and we would speculate a bit above that price and hope that a buyer is going to come along and pay top dollar due to its unique demand. Stay tuned next week for another pricing tip. Call me if I can help with anything at 520-310-6761.
Tucson's source for trusted news and talk. 1030, The Voice.
Tucson, welcome on back into Tipping Point. I'm your host, Zach Yentz. You're listening to us on 1030, The Voice. We're partway through our conversation with Tara Jackson. She's the president of Arizona Town Hall. And we're discussing here, as we get into 2020, the state of cross-border trade, talking about the passage of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Trade Agreement, NAFTA 2.0, and how 2020 has started out for cross-border trade and the impact of trade relations with China. Is there any impact on hours with Mexico. We're covering all of it in this special half hour here. Tara Jackson, welcome back on our phone lines.
Thank you, Zach.
Let's shift over to the USMCA a little bit here to start this second segment. We talked about the importance of certainty in cross-border trade, where that's narrative, politics, policy. USMCA is an important signing of policy. President Trump made reforming NAFTA a huge part of his 2016 campaign. And about 3 years into this term, he got USMCA passed. And there are some important provisions in there that that I've heard everybody seems to think is a win-win. Certainly, almost 230,000 jobs in Arizona are dependent on trade and investment with Mexico and Canada. What are you hearing, Tara Jackson, through the participants of the Arizona Town Hall here, end of 2019, early part of 2020? What's the energy around the USMCA being passed?
A lot of positive response. And just to be clear, while it's passed in the United States, it still needs to be ratified by Canada. So officially, it may still be a little while before it's in its final stages. Nonetheless, the big issue really was what would happen here in the United States. There was a lot of anxiety around this when we convened in the fall of last year to talk about this. And also this feeling of businesses and companies really just placing everything on hold, delaying investments, delaying strategic planning because of the uncertainty. So I would imagine now, if I had that same group in front of me, and certainly I've heard from some of them, there is this collective sigh of relief and of the ability to get back to planning for business, of making investments and moving forward, and that it is a good thing. It is a good thing for our region to have these agreements in place.
Certainly, and with those agreements in place, the other wild card that is now in the mix that may benefit us, and it looks like it is along the way, is trade relations with China have been a little bit dicey lately. Does that benefit the Mexico U.S. Trade relationship, exports, imports, as you're hearing from business participants, policy participants, is there any a positive impact of weaker trade in other areas here in the Americas?
Well, what it does is really highlight the importance of having agreements like the USMCA and how important a trading partner like Mexico is here in our backyard, and it also provides manufacturing flexibility of having different suppliers when trade negotiations with China, for example, start to run into issues. And of course, in the news is the coronavirus, which is creating some challenges with supply chains. Once again, a good partnership and relationship with Mexico and Canada, I know we're specifically talking about Mexico today, allows a little more of a safety net and more flexibility for all of our businesses.
Right. Give us for any of our listeners who may not be familiar with the Arizona Town Hall format, could you explain that in brief, and any Arizona Mexico town halls that are in the works, or any issues that you're looking to forward conversation around through the Arizona Town Hall?
Sure. Briefly, our format, which we've been using since 1962, so a long time, is to bring diverse people together who represent all the important perspectives around a topic, and to then have both a fact-based and respectful conversation about how to address whatever issue we're talking about, how we can move forward in a productive way. The convenings that we have had in Hermosillo, Mexico for 3 years now and going on our fourth have all been around how to improve business in this mega region, the region that includes Mexico and Arizona? How can we work together in the global economy to strengthen the opportunities and strengthen our collective economies together? We have our 2021 is scheduled for May 8th in Hermosillo, and it will be building on the conversations that we've had, really looking at things like how we can compete more effectively in a global economy as a region, how we can collectively grow a global market with the products that Arizona, Sonora, USA, and Mexico can work on together. Really, again, using the regional assets for economic growth to benefit all.
That's going to be exciting. Is that something that our listeners can participate in? How would we find out more information about participating?
Absolutely. Again, it's May 8th, 2020, and we have information on our website, which is updated, and we don't have all the details about it there yet, but they'll be there soon. You can just Google Arizona Town Hall. It usually shows up first thing, or aztownhall.org.
Wonderful. And the one thing that we didn't hint at, it's just important to put out there, is the importance of our conversation today and this May event is that Mexico has been Arizona's top trade partner for a while. In late spring of last year, Mexico became the number one trading partner for the U.S. as a whole. So these conversations are more important than ever.
Absolutely. And again, Arizona has an opportunity that's even greater than many other states in the U.S. to really build on our longstanding historical relationship with Mexico.
Absolutely. Tara Jackson, thank you for calling us even from out of state today, as I understand it, to talk to us about cross-border trade and some of Arizona Town Hall's work, the numbers that make it especially important, and where you're going in 2020. We'll schedule another call soon.
Thank you so much, Zach.
Thank you, Tara. And that was our conversation with Tara Jackson, president of Arizona Town Hall. When we come back from a short bottom of the hour news and commercial break, we're going to welcome in Diana Charbonneau to our studio. She's here with Impact of Southern Arizona, and they are talking about celebrating 20 years of collective impact and pathways out of poverty for local Tucson families. We're excited to be partnered with them here in 2020 to get the word out and to help the community find ways to support their mission. So we're looking forward to that. Diana Charbonneau, Development Coordinator for Impact of Southern Arizona, up next right after the break. Let's go ahead to that break a little bit early, and when we return, Diana will be with us. You're listening to Tipping Point here on 1030 The Voice, trusted local news and talk. Don't go anywhere.
CBS News at the top and bottom of every hour. 1030 The Voice, Tucson's trusted local news and talk.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. Stocks are climbing. Federal Reserve Chair Jay Powell testifying now before the House Committee on Financial Services. He said the central bank is keeping a close eye on fallout from the deadly coronavirus outbreak in China, singling it out among risks threatening the U.S. and world economy. Under Armour shares tumbling after revealing 2020 projections that trailed analyst expectations. The athletic wear retailer considering another restructuring, one that could cost as much as $425 million. Home Depot's busy season is fast approaching, and the home improvement giant said it's hiring 80,000 associates for spring. Positions are both full-time and part-time. And employees' financial well-being has improved, but many still live paycheck to paycheck. A Willis Towers Watson survey found 38% of employees live paycheck to paycheck, and 39% could not come up with $3,000 if an unexpected expense popped up within the next month. Courtney Donahoe, Bloomberg Radio.
CBS News Update. Optimism from Pete Buttigieg in New Hampshire.
Ready to pull off a big success, and it feels like it's shaping up well.
He's shaking hands as voters cast ballots in the first in the nation presidential primary. Polls give Bernie Sanders the edge. Elizabeth Warren making the rounds, too.
This is our moment in history. It's our time to come forward and make a decision what kind of a country we're going to be.
As CBS's Steve Dorsey tells us, Joe Biden isn't going to wait around for the results.
He'll travel with his wife to a campaign event this evening in South Carolina. He's touted his support among black voters there as he leads polls. His campaign does not expect an impressive performance for him here in New Hampshire.
Correspondent Ed O'Keefe tells us.
Only about 39% of voters tell us they've actually made up their minds. So many of these people may have shown up undecided this morning. If turnout is big, that likely benefits Senator Bernie Sanders. But don't be surprised if it also helps Mayor Buttigieg or even Senator Klobuchar.
CBS News Update. I'm Steve Kaffin.
I'm Zach Yenser, host of Tipping Point. We know that one out of every four persons in Tucson is living in poverty. I'm pleased to be partnering with Impact of Southern Arizona, a nonprofit that works to stabilize families and guide and support them on pathways out of poverty. Celebrating their 20th anniversary, they've invested $22 million into the community and are just getting started. Head to ImpactSOAZ.org for more information and to explore how you can get a credit on your state taxes this year by supporting them. As always, talk to your tax professional. Tucson, Tipping Point is proud to have Why I Love Where I Live as a sponsor of our program. It's a brand and movement that began here in Tucson to spark gratitude and celebrate the good things about where we live. Visit their shop filled with locally designed goods and resources to encourage an appreciation and curiosity about what makes Tucson special and unique. Located at the MSA Annex just west of I-10 and Congress, find more details and shop hours at their website, whyiloveWhereILive.com.
So many of you listening right now are leading a successful and growing business here in Tucson. You know it depends on finding and keeping the right talent. Doing it right can help you stand out and have an edge as a leading employment brand. Wing it, and you might see a great candidate head to a competitor. The Talent Store has helped local Tucson companies like yours win the battle for talent through their recruiting services and consulting. Whether you're looking for a high-level leader, filling a key position, or just want to retain and develop your current team, visit yourtalentstore.com today for a free consultation.
100 years of election coverage on radio.
Destitute people who've lost their homes crowd into Hoover mills.
This campaign is more than a contest between two men. We are told by the opposition that we must have a change, that we must have a new deal.
This is more than a political campaign. It is a call to arms.
Roosevelt and his New Deal policies win him 42 of the 48 states.
1030 The Voice. Your vote. Your voice. Election 2020.
Trusted local news and talk all day, every day. 1030 The Voice.
Good morning, Tucson. Welcome back to the 1030 The Voice studio with me, your host, Zach Yentz. You're listening to Tipping Point, in-depth news and discussion daily from 9 to 10 in the morning here on 1030 The Voice about the people, ideas, and issues shaping Tucson's future. And we kicked off today's show with Tara Jackson on the line. She's the president of Arizona Town Hall. And we talked about their ongoing work to bring diverse representatives from the business community, political community, policy community together in Hermosillo to look into cross-border trade, what's going well, what needs work, what are the issues, what are the challenges. And we wanted to talk with them today about those results and about the passage of the USMCA here in the U.S. Canada has yet to pass it. Once they do, we'll have a fully ratified three-country USMCA. Right now, it's just the USM. So let's get on that, Canada. But we're happy to have it passed by our government here in the U.S. So we covered all of that. As always, you can listen back to the podcast by going to kvui.com/podcasts or iTunes or Google Play Music. You can listen to us wherever you listen to podcasts and catch up on whatever you miss. I'm excited to have one of the the partners of our show and a great community partner here in studio for the next few minutes. Impact of Southern Arizona Development Coordinator Diana Charbonneau is here in studio. Not your first time as a guest on this show, but it's been way too long, so it's great to have you back and talk about your work over the last 20 years helping hardworking families, low-income and homebound seniors, single parents, and so many more in our community find their way to success here in Tucson. So welcome back. Tell us about Impact of Southern Arizona in your words.
Well, thanks so much for having us, Zach. I really appreciate all the support of KVOI over the years, and we're proud to be a partner. We really appreciate it. Impact of Southern Arizona is such a great organization, and we do so much sometimes it's hard to wrap your head around. But essentially, we stabilize families, secure seniors, and take people out of poverty. And the way we do that is on a lot of different fronts. One is through our food bank. So we do about 10,000 pounds of food a week or more out of the food bank.
Wow.
Sometimes more, sometimes less, depending on the season, especially during the holidays. It's a lot more than that. We have people who come from all the way down past South Tucson and Sahuarita, all the way up to Globe, Mammoth, all those mining communities that a lot of people have forgotten, but we haven't forgotten them, and we're one of the biggest resources for those families. And then also we have our clothing bank, which does about 70,000 pieces a year of clothing, linens, everything that you would need. You know, if you want to go to an interview and you don't have anything to wear, it gives you a higher chance of success if you're able to come in and get those resources from us. And that's one of the reasons we help our clients stretch their budgets so that they can get themselves on solid footing and then finally get themselves out of poverty. And one of the big things is we try to personalize a pathway for that person out of poverty. You know, there's not one way for everybody, and we really do take that time with each person. We're actually hiring a social worker who will be able to help them,
Know,
create that little plan. And then the seniors is also a big part of that. We deliver meals to seniors. 85% of those seniors are homebound, so they cannot leave their homes. Mm. And that's something that I know is really important to our organization as well.
Absolutely. I mean, this, I'm on your website, Impact SOAZ, so for Southern, impactsoaz.org.
Mm-hmm.
And your programs, the kind of suite of services that you curate to help people wherever they're at out of that situation, out of poverty, into long-term success. Food and nutrition, education, clothing, mm-hmm. household linens, we mentioned that, senior services, youth programs, and community education and job resources mm-hmm. as well, and so many other resources. But these are some things that you talk about on your website that you can piece together to make a positive impact by improving lives and inspiring futures in our underserved Southern Arizona communities. We know that one out of four individuals in Southern Arizona, in Tucson, are living in poverty. And it's been hard to move the needle on that problem. What are some of the ways that Impact of Southern Arizona sees that they can, that you can, move the needle on this problem?
I think one of the things that makes us unique is our location. Our main office is in Catalina because we serve such a large area of Southern Arizona. And because of that, we're able to help people in neighborhoods that are a little further outside of public transportation and things like that that really matter when you're trying to stretch your budget or get out of poverty. So I think we move the needle every day because we are actually a hub of resources. So you don't come in and just get food or just get clothing. Our job resource center, Hughes Federal Credit Union, actually just sponsored and put in, we're going to be expanding it, making it even bigger and better so that way people can come in and get those job resources. If you're in Catalina, you know, you can't go down to a public library down in Tucson very easily.
Sure.
So, as you mentioned earlier, we're celebrating our 20th anniversary. And one of our statistics that we'll be sharing is that in the 20 years that Impact has been here, we have assisted over 8,750 individuals and families. And a lot of those people who've come through our doors no longer do. Some may leave and come back for a little bit, but that's a significant amount of people. And I'd say, you know, that's definitely moving the needle.
Well, that's a great transition to one of the big things we wanted to highlight. One of the really fun parts about partnering this year, as you mentioned, this show and the station overall has tried to be as best a partner as we can in getting the message out over the years. But this is the 20th year anniversary of Impact of Southern Arizona. What are some other highlights that, as you're looking back and you're pulling together Impact, no pun intended, and you're looking at what you've done, what are some other things that you're really excited about over those 20 years?
I'm really excited about the 20th anniversary because Impact originally started as Catalina Community Resource Center, just this little, in this little slump block house in Catalina. And it just originally started as a house. They were serving food out of a window in the house. And really the group of people who founded it and who got together and also helped found the Golden Goose Thrift Shop, which we are one of the beneficiaries of. There's one of two. You know, I don't know if they could have ever imagined the growth and how fast it would grow, but they saw a need and they continually said, let's help. So that's how we turned out to have so many programs, because we're able to. We have the backing of the Golden Goose, and we, if we see a need, for example, the backpacks back to school program, there's a lot of organizations who do that, but we had seen a need for it and there's a huge area up there. So we started doing it. It's one of our biggest programs now. And so over 20 years, we've distributed over $10 million worth of fresh, frozen, and canned food. I mean, we get daily donations from stores like Target, Whole Foods, Safeway, Bash's. We have over 175 volunteer shifts a week. So we have the food bank, the clothing bank, drivers, all kinds of different things going on. And if it wasn't for the help of the community, we wouldn't be able to do it. And our big number we were proud to share is that we've invested over $22 million back into the community in those 20 years.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yep.
That's incredible. One of the other timely things that we've talked about as well is that, especially during tax time, there are even more tangible opportunities to sow into this mission, so you can turn it right back around to invest in the community. Explain that opportunity, and we've been pitching it here on this show because it's timely, but give our listeners a rundown.
So we're one of the organizations that's part of the Arizona Charitable Tax Coalition, and essentially you can give and get back dollar for dollar up to $400 if you're single, or $800 if you're married filing jointly. Make sure you talk to your certified local tax professional on that. But essentially, you know, you can put that in and get it back instead of paying the tax man. And there's some really great organizations. You can also give to an organization like Impact, and then also still give to a school that's part of it. So it was really created to help people filing their taxes be able to give back easier, which is great. And right now we're coming up to the end of tax season. So if you are doing your taxes and you don't like the number on that state tax level, that's one of the things it can do for you. And it's been really great. We're proud to be part of the organization, and they do a lot for us. We're all part of this organization, so that way we can spread the word and message to even more people.
That's right. That's really cool. The other thing coming out, we'll just hint at it briefly, is one of your passion projects as well. As long as I've known you, you've been the woman behind the scenes making it happen, and that's Women of Impact.
Yeah, so Women of Impact is coming up next month. It's our 20-year version, if you'd like. It's going to go all out. I'm really excited. We have a vendor resource fair beforehand that has free chair massages, local resources, everything you would need to really just live and have a family. And then, of course, we're going to be doing a then, now, in the future. But big thanks to Tucson Lifestyle. They partnered with us and are highlighting our 20 highlight Women of Impact in their March edition, which is going to be a Women of Impact edition we're really excited about. So thank you to them. So I'd love for everybody to join us March 20th at the Westin La Paloma, 10 to 12. The luncheon starts at 12, and we're going to be announcing some of our really big numbers. We're just really excited in general.
It's going to be really fantastic. Yeah. Diana Charbonneau is the development coordinator for Impact of Southern Arizona. Impact So AZ, so for Southern, ImpactSoAZ.org. You can find out all about them. Diana, as you look back over the last 20 years, we're celebrating a 20-year anniversary. What do you think that what Impact does and how people have supported it over the years. What does that tell you about our Tucson community? Good and, you know, you're meeting a need, and we don't want any needs that have to be met, right? Mm-hmm. But people also have to meet those needs, and you are. So what does that tell you, good and bad, about our community?
Well, I'd say mainly the support we receive from the community is the only way that Impact runs. I mean, we literally couldn't run it without our volunteers. So the support that we feel is just amazing. And even though there are people in poverty, you know, we're helping them come out of it. As you know, I'm a big fan of financial education and financial literacy. So we do a lot of education on that and trying to beat it before it happens. So I think really just in the last 20 years, I think we're going in a really great direction. I think Tucson as a whole is. And, you know, we're just getting better and better and learning from all of our mistakes and just moving forward.
Love it. And there was in the news today and yesterday, it's been updated today, Tucson middle schoolers are getting a crash course in financial literacy. And so I know that that's not through Impact, but it relates in the sense that the more we can help, especially our young people, but any of any age, get those financial literacy principles down. What I really appreciate is that Impact of Southern Arizona is not just about giving someone a fish for a day, mm-hmm. but teaching people how to fish so they'll have, you know, the ability to eat for the rest of time.
Oh yeah, and that's so important.
And that's really important.
Yep.
But Diana Charbonneau, thank you so much for your time today, and for what you do. And I'm excited to continue to partner with you on this station, on this show, to help connect our great listeners who love to invest in our community, to invest and sow into the work that Impact of Southern Arizona is doing. So thank you.
Well, and thank you, Zach, and thanks for all that you do in the community as well.
Absolutely. We're in it together. When we come back, we're going to wrap up the hour with some local news as we close out our Tuesday show, Tuesday, February 11th. You've been listening again to Diana Charbonneau, Development Coordinator for Impact of Southern Arizona. After a short break, we'll be right back to finish up. Don't go anywhere, Tucson. 10:30 The Voice, trusted local news and talk.
The Voice, Tucson's trusted local news and talk.
When did you lose control? Was it when you became a number and not a person? Or was it when you accepted that this is just the way things are? Truth is, you didn't lose control. You gave it up. Because you have a choice. You can make them too big to fail and fail to belong to something bigger. Or you can put your money where your values lie and make your community too strong to fail. The choice is yours. Or are you going to give that up too? Vantage West. Banks own you. You own us.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, this is Jason with Keller Williams Realty. Today I want to share a pricing strategy with you that I would call speculative. It's where we take a home's fair market value and we would speculate a bit above that price and hope that a buyer is going to come along and pay top dollar due to its unique demand. Stay tuned next week for another pricing tip. Call me if I can help with anything at 520-310-6761.
It's that time of year. Everyone hates it. It's tax time. But there's no reason to stress. Shanae and the team at Simply Bookkeeping and Taxes can take care of it all for you and make it simple and easy. For Tipping Point listeners only, Shanae is offering a one-time special offer of 50% off your personal or business tax prep. Call 520-838-0856 and let her know Zach sent you to get started.
We're the trusted voice in the Tucson community.
Tucson is a town that likes to talk about its tacos and trails more than its tech and talent. We got to tell the stories of our city moving us forward.
News and weather all day long.
Expect valley rain and mountain snow.
Traffic updates for your local commutes.
Accident blocking southbound Craycroft.
It's local talk that matters to you.
I don't know if anyone's ever done this. Lose two different Senate seats within 730 days of each other.
1030 The Voice. Tucson's trusted local news and talk.
Trusted local news and talk. 1030, The Voice.
Tucson, welcome back to the program. If you just missed it, Diana Charbonneau, development coordinator for Impact of Southern Arizona, was in studio for the last few minutes, talking about the great work that they've been doing for 20 years now in Tucson, celebrating their 20-year anniversary. And they're doing it with us here this year, and we're really excited to partner with Impact of Southern Arizona. So check them out, if you missed any or all of that interview and the very tangible ways that we can invest in them as a community. For some very tangible and timely ways now in tax season, talk to your tax professional as well about that. Real fast before we get back into it, today's show is sponsored in part by the Talent Store. And one of the joys that I get is to connect some great services and businesses here in Tucson to you as, in this case, business owners and business leaders in Tucson. Look, we know the market is shifting right now. We're seeing more bigger companies grow and relocate here in the Tucson area, which means that your opportunity to attract and keep and retain talent is harder than it's ever been. And as larger companies come into our market and the talent pool continues to tighten, that will happen. And so if your company is going to stand out as a leading employment brand, don't wing it. Connect up with Devin Underwood over at the Talent Store. She's been helping local companies like yours win the battle for talent through recruiting services and talent strategy consulting. So whether you're looking to attract a high-level leader or fill a key position, or you're just looking to retain and develop your current teams, don't wing it. For more information, visit yourtalentstore.com and schedule a free consultation. The Talent Store is where thought leadership, opportunity, and talent connect to create growth. One of the things I wanted to circle back to, and it's more of an open-ended question at this point, but I wanted to share this with you as I started to dig through some of the data in preparation for my conversation with Tara Jackson today, president of Arizona Town Hall. And this is data available as of September 2019, so still pretty recent. But one of the things that was remarked on, and Tara brought it up, first and foremost, is that narrative and conversation around our border situation, around our cross-border realities, really matters to trade. And I brought this up to her briefly. We didn't get a chance to dig into it, but I think it's interesting to note, is that since Q2 of 2018, since the middle part of 2018, we've seen Arizona exports to Mexico increase by 13.6%. It was up over $2 billion in 2019 from 2018. Total U.S. trade to and from Mexico was $8.2 billion in total goods in just Q2. Of 2019. That same quarter in 2018 was 14% less, right? So it went up in a year's time by 14%. Fresh produce, right, was $1.5 billion in total produce imports in 2019 Q2. That was up 24% from 2018. What's interesting is you know the policy implications, you know some of the decisions, whether agreed with or not, right? I'm not making my opinion of what I like or what I don't like or what it means or what it doesn't mean. But since 2012, there has been a long upward trend in persons crossing the Arizona-Mexico border. Between 2018 and 2019, we saw for the first time a distinct decrease in that number. It was down 11% in 2019 from 2018. We saw about the same decrease in vehicles crossing the Arizona border northbound. Again, since 2012, there's been a steady increase up until the last part of the 2010s, where we start to see a distinct decrease. And what's interesting, what I wanted to raise, again, more as a Zach's going to go research this, is we have this narrative, which I do agree with, that narrative matters, right? That how we talk about the border, that how we talk about our two countries, that our political narrative, that it matters to trade. What I'm finding interesting is that in just a few of these data points, we are seeing the greatest decrease in border crossings associated with some of the greatest increases or associated with decently sized increases in trade, exports, total trade, produce, and a 1.4% increase in the peso's value from 2018. So even the peso is seeing increased value. And so I think it's interesting just to raise is that what we have seen over the last year, whether it's correlation or causation, is that an increase in economic activity has been happening along a similar decrease in border crossings. And so I just think it's a data point to talk about, a data point to discuss. But it's really interesting to see, especially as China, trade with China shifting, as the USMCA goes into effect, that in many ways, our border trade with Mexico is incredibly strong, despite, I would say, 3 to 4 years of really negative narrative and really negative rhetoric. I've said on the show before, I think NAFTA needed to be updated, right? That what we put in place in the early 1990s in no way reflects the world in which we live. I thought some of the negotiation level rhetoric on the campaign trail by now President Trump wasn't necessary. I don't think that you intentionally create uncertainty in the market by saying my way or the highway or I trash the thing. Mexico is our greatest trade partner. To me, that's something that you handle delicately and with diplomacy. All that to say, the narrative, the rhetoric, doesn't seem to have in the long run negatively impacted our trade relationship. Although the other data point that is important is that we are still reaching our highest trade point with Mexico in terms of exports. We were our highest in 2015, and we are still getting back up to that point. We're not quite there yet. So finally, our trade is stabilizing by the numbers, but in some data points, not as high as it was since before President Trump was elected. So just some things to point out, just some things to put up there that I think are interesting things to look at, things to consider. And it's thanks to organizations like Arizona Town Hall that regularly convene people together to make sense of the numbers and where we go from here. When we return, our Wednesday show is going to be full. I'm excited about it. We'll return 9 a.m. Wednesday morning, February the 12th. It's going to be a full hour focused on Tucson planning. How do we plan where we go? What are all the factors involved? We'll sit down with the head of Planning and Development Services with the City of Tucson, Scott Clark, tomorrow for the full hour. It'll be a full hour interview, a focus interview here on Tipping Point. That's Wednesday the 12th at 9 a.m. And for the rest of the day, don't go anywhere. Hugh Hewitt coming up right after this at 10. Bill Buckmaster comes online at noon as usual. Lots of local news and updates for you here on 1030 The Voice. That's it for us, though, on Tipping Point. I am your host, Zach Yenser, signing off. See you tomorrow.
KVOI Cortero, AM 1030, The Voice of Tucson. Trusted local news and talk. A Bustos Media Station.